All right, we're here with the great Wade Boggs, joining us here live in Tampa. I got to say, you look different in person than you did on the baseball field. I don't know if it's a facial hair or what, but you look more handsome than I remember you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, actually, I'm out of uniform, and I wore a tighter uniform when I played than I normally wear clothes. So that's probably the one thing.
You look like an extremely handsome version of Tom Kite.
Tom Kite.
A much... Never. Much higher level of well, handsomeness.
I'm sure he's a much better golfer than I am. That's for sure.
All right, you're a career 300 hitter. You got 3,000 hits, a couple of gold gloves. You got to feel like you contributed. When you look back on your career, you got to say, you know what? I did something.
Well, I had fun playing. I think that when you sit there and try to be the best that you can be to help a team win, these are the things that you need to do. You need to get on base, drive in runs, make plays and things like that. And these are just awards that you get once you accomplish something in a sport. So when you strive to be the best, some people get there and some don't.
Well, congrats on making the Hall of Fame. I'm sure that's really been your goal from day one. I guess every person's goal that's in the major leagues.
Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, I just retired last year. So it takes 5 years to vote on that. So...
Okay, I thought you retired a while back.
Yeah, it's only been a year. I retired in 99.
Okay. You got a World Series ring. Probably could have had a few more if it wouldn't have been for those great Billy Martin-led Yankee teams. But at least you got one.
Well, in actuality, when I was there, Billy Martin was in Oakland. So.
Okay. You have a World Series ring?
Yeah, but it Billy Martin wasn't a manager.
Okay.
So, I never played for Billy Martin.
All right. Talk about playing with Jim Sundberg. I know in 85 he joined your team, and a lot of people locally back in Dallas have fond memories of Jim Sundberg. Did you enjoy playing with him?
Oh. Catcher?
Right.
Jim Sundberg?
Right.
I played with him on an 86 All-Star team, but I never played with him as a teammate.
Let me take you back to the mid-80s. You're having a great season as usual. Hit a home run against New York. Billy Martin, who we were talking about earlier, he protests a home run. You come running out of the dugout, freaking out. What's going through your mind when he actually protested? And you got to be thinking, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
You got the right bio there?
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up winning the argument and the whole Pine Tar incident.
No, that's George Brett. That's pine tar. That wasn't me. I wore a lot of pine tar on the bat, but I didn't hit that home run.
Who'd you play for?
Boston Red Sox.
Were you good?
You got my bio there?
I thought I did. I'm sorry. I was handed this stuff from the NFL.
No, everything you've been asking me sounds like you got George Brett's bio there.
What do you do now?
I'm the batting coach for the Devil Rays.
And they're a minor league team for who?
Actually, they're a major league baseball team, and they're in the Tampa Bay area.
All right. Were you as good as George Brett?
You did your homework, didn't you?
Sorry.
How'd they give guys like you this job?
I don't know. I apologize. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I'd like to promote the Tampa Bay area, that's for sure. That's why I'm here today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all I have for you. I appreciate you coming by, and I'm sorry for the mix-up. But
yeah, see if they can get to fax you a different bio next time.
I'm sure you were a great player in your day.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, all Mr. Right. Boggs.
That was... Oh, boy. That was the most... I was just sitting over here cringing.
Oh, I was, too.
Oh, my God.
Man.
How did you do that?